tweet at Today SOR.
Women seeking abortions during the coronavirus outbreak will not need to visit a GP in most cases. Under guidelines issued by the Department of Health last evening, there is a requirement for women to make two GP visits 3 days apart to access an early medical abortion. But this is being waived for the duration of the COVID-19 crisis. On the line now is Dr. Aoife Mullally, the HSE's clinical lead for termination of pregnancies. Thank you indeed for joining us, Dr. Mullally. What exactly are these new provisions? What's changed for people who want to have an abortion?
Thank you for having me on, Sean. The model of care was changed so that women can continue to access abortion care in the community during the COVID-19 emergency. So doctors now can provide abortion care through remote consultation, either on the telephone or using video consultation. And this reduces the burden on doctors at this time and also reduces the need for face-to-face consultation. So what will happen now is that a woman or person with an unplanned pregnancy will contact the My Options line, which is the HSE free phone line, and their options will then be discussed with them. If they choose to opt for an abortion, they will be given the details and contact details for three different doctors in the community, and they can contact one of those doctors in order to make an appointment for a telephone or video consultation. So the previous model of care allowed for two visits to your doctor with the mandatory 3-day waiting period in between. But now those visits will be remote consultations, as I said, either on the phone or by video consultation. So a woman can have the entirety of her abortion care without having to physically visit her doctor.
And how does the woman acquire the medication that would be used following the second consultation?
So following the second consultation, an arrangement will be made for the woman herself to pick up the medication at the doctor's surgery. Or if she, for example, has COVID-19 or has been advised to self-isolate, she can nominate a person to pick the medication up for her. And some practices may in fact have facilities to send the medication out to the woman by courier.
But the whole point, I thought, of the consultations was to ensure that the taking of the medication would happen under supervision. I mean, people were told during the debate prior to the referendum 2 years ago that this was an important change that needed to be brought in.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is certainly what has happened to date. But really, because we felt that we needed to reduce the amount of face-to-face consultations that providers were exposed to, and also to make sure that women could continue to access abortion care, that this was the only way that could continue. Women are obviously talked through the process of an early medical abortion on the phone when they contact their doctor. Any concerns they have will be addressed. And the doctor and woman will both be confident that the woman knows how to take the medication and when to contact her doctor or My Options if she has any concerns.
And does the 3-day waiting period still apply? I know it was widely criticised before and after the legislation was brought through, but does that 3-day waiting period still apply?
That still applies. So that hasn't changed at all. So there will still be a 3-day waiting period between consultation one, which used to be visit one to the doctor, and consultation two.
And what about establishing what stage the pregnancy is at? I mean, how is that done under these new arrangements?
So the overwhelming majority of women will know when their last period was, and that's an extremely accurate way of dating a pregnancy, and that has always been the case. There will be a minority of women who don't know when their last period was, or there may be some uncertainty around the date of their last period, and those women can still avail of an ultrasound to date the pregnancy.
Right. And what about suggestions from people who would be opposed to abortion, that this is going to be something, this will be the new regime in the aftermath of the COVID crisis?
I mean, I think that's not going to be the case. The legislation itself hasn't changed. And it's been made very clear that this is an interim model of care that will just run for the duration of the COVID-19 emergency. Doctors prefer to see their patients face-to-face, and the normal process of providing abortion care will go back to normal after the COVID-19 emergency.
Okay, Dr. Aoife Mullally, HSE's Clinical Lead for Termination of Pregnancies, thank you very much indeed for joining us.